One week ago today, Virginia's Health Insurance Reform Commission, for which I serve as chairman, met here at the General Assembly Building. What the members of the commission learned during that meeting should cause Virginians and their elected representatives great concern. Testimony given at the commission's meeting revealed that as many as 250,000 Virginians will be receiving notices this year that their current health insurance is not compliant with the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. As a result, their policies will be canceled. This, Mr. Speaker, is not what Virginians were promised when the Affordable Health Care Act was approved in 2009. They and every American were repeatedly told if they liked their health insurance plan, they could keep their health insurance plan. They were told this again during the 2010 elections by those Democrat congressmen and senators who were seeking re-election. And they were told it throughout the 2012 election by the President of the United States. This is a promise that sadly many believed. Now the stark reality is that the promise was repeated throughout two federal election campaigns, even though many of those stating it knew it was neither true nor possible under the act. We are told that the consumers facing cancellation will have the option of purchasing new plans. But that was not what they were told by the plan proponents in 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012. And they were definitely not told that the new plans they may be offered will often feature significantly higher premiums and staggeringly higher deductibles. At a time of economic uncertainty when families are already struggling to make ends meet, they will have to find a way to pay for higher monthly premiums. And they will have to set aside more of their funds to cover the larger out-of-pocket payments these policies require for services. That puts families who are already watching every penny in an impossible situation. Plans that have high out-of-pocket expenses often have so-called narrow networks that can leave a trusted family physician, specialist, or hospital facility out of the network. Primum non nocere, first do no harm. That is a guiding principle for physicians. But as each year under the Affordable Care Act passes, and as more of its provisions become active and known to Americans, we learn that first do no harm was not a guiding principle for those who authored or voted for this legislation. It isn't working. It will not work. And the harm this law is doing to the economy, to the quality of life, to the ability to obtain employment, and to the health care in America becomes more apparent with each new revelation. We were told that health care would be more affordable, yet higher premiums and larger out-of-pocket expenses tell us it is not. We were told it would be more accessible, but family physicians and hospitals that are now out of network tell a different story. We were told that it would ultimately result in a savings to government. The Congressional Budget Office now says its earlier estimates cannot be relied upon. Has there been a single greater failure in public policy than this law in the last half century? And yet, those who supported this law continue to make excuses for it, acting amazed as each new disappointment becomes widely known, and continue to mislead the public with offers of delays and other things. I want to divert some of the negative that I hear regarding repeal with a statement into response to what we know they will hear. I keep hearing that it's too late to do anything. That's what the ACA supporters would have you believe. But there are better solutions, solutions that will increase access without adding to the already heavy burden that families are now bearing. For the 250,000 remaining small group and individuals, many who have already been canceled, there are no other options. People think this can be fixed by grandfathering policies, but it cannot. The insurance companies are not required to offer the same plan. Earlier this year, we approved legislation to allow grandfathering, only to see it fail in the Senate. Now it's too late to get plans approved by the Bureau of Insurance, and many of those insurance plans no longer exist because their premiums have risen because the pools are reduced. Those who continue to advocate this law are substituting political theory for real-world experience. Those who continue to support its full implementation by advancing schemes like Medicaid expansion are offering a shovel to those already in a hole. Those who voted for this law owe the people of America an unqualified apology. It's time to stop waiting for a theory implemented by convoluted legislation to work. This law is causing untold heartache and genuine hardship for thousands of Virginians. It has become clear that the best option and perhaps the only responsible course of action would be to repeal this failed law, learn from its mistakes, and start all over again. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.